Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Jack and O'Brien Needs a Trend, courtesy of my dumb brain.
What that means?
It's that Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is the other podcast.
Yeah.
That first-rate podcast.
I thought it was like whatever so-and-so need wedding dates. I don't know why I just completely took it there, but
right,
having issues. Okay.
Yeah, cool. I've got more need wedding dates than needs a friend vibes. I'm Jack, you're Miles, eh?
I am today.
Once again, we have completely wasted a fascinating conversation before we hit record. So I'm going to just trace it for people, I guess, real quick.
Just leave it at a, and we'll, that'll be the last thing we can talk about.
Okay.
It took us so long to start recording because of one thing I heard.
Yeah. All right. Let's start off with Rick Santorum, Republican politician, whose last name is synonymous with the foam that forms during anal sex, which was a tribute from the gay community to his rampant homophobia. Anyways, he's saying America invented its culture completely out of whole cloth and that Native Americans didn't have much to do with it. And just a real bad take.
Racist.
Yeah.
Come on now. Oh, how? Oh, God. What would that do to you if you had to admit that wasn't true? That's also just the weird thing. It's like, why are you digging your heels in? I don't know. Racists have too much time.
They, yeah. It's
not enough sense.
It's truly like one of the great untold stories of American history, mostly untold, is just how much white settlers just stole from native cultures and just basically waited until like they had no way of settling in America until 90% of Native Americans were wiped out by a plague, and then they just showed up and started moving into their houses literally and using their dishes.
You guys know how to grow food. I'm sorry, I don't have any skills. Help me.
They literally were like, it's amazing how this whole, like, there are these just natural gardens and like parks in Ohio. Like, you can just ride your horse and carriage right through the forest. It's amazing how it grew like that. And turns out that's not how it grew, man.
All right, yeah, come on, man. Wait, leave Santorum. Why did he even say this? Like, it's obviously he was responding to some other thing where people were like, we need to respect indigenous cultures.
Probably.
He means like, what do you mean?
What? Huh?
I don't see any of that now, here, today. Also, go Bravos.
Farmer John is trending. Famous
in LA.
Hot dog maker no longer will make the Dodger dogs.
Which is... I mean, they've always... Farmer John makes the Dodger dog. Farmer John has been a mainstay. If you ever want to go to a promotional giveaway night at Dodger Stadium, chances are there's a fucking big-ass Farmer John thing just blasted on the side of it to let you know you got that shit for free. But they have now... I guess apparently they have turned down an opportunity to extend their renew their contract with the Dodgers because now they are, you know, I guess hooking up LAFC with their tube meat needs. But like Dodger Twitter is very, it's like any fandom, right? Like you take away a thing that they're used to, it's now a crisis. But I get, not all hot dogs, they're not all built the same way. But let's be real. There wasn't anything about a Dodger dog that tasted any different than any other hot dog aside from the, you know, length, etc. And it is, yeah, great. Be frank. But I don't know. Like, who are these hot dog sommeliers that are so concerned that, like, you're going to forget? Half these people are drunk as shit anyway eating them things.
Right. That's why they taste so good. Bring back Farmer John to life. Is what I say. Hashtag bring back Farmer John to life.
Bring back Farmer John to
life. I had totally missed that Tony Stark hashtag when it was trending last week. But Marvel fans who are bad at writing had the hashtag bring back Tony Stark to life trending. And that's funny to me.
Like, what's that going to do for you?
Yeah.
What's that going to do for you if they bring him back to life for you to back?
Yes. Bring him to life back. Supreme Court is trending because we might all be packing heat.
Yeah. I mean, they are really future. They're hearing a Second Amendment case for I think it's been like 10 years or something, 11 years since the Supreme Court has taken up a case like this. This could essentially redefine like what it means to conceal carry and like who can and who can, and if everyone can, that's your fucking right to stay strapped in public. That's not good, but I will say this. I think that only intensifies like the nervous looks at the leadership in this country. Be like, okay, what is going on?
Right.
Because y'all are still letting the filibuster rock to avoid actually, you know, creating any kind of change. And now you have a 6-3 conservative majority on the Supreme Court who I don't know. When I look at a 6-3 majority, Second Amendment, I'm pretty sure I know what's going to happen. So are we going to expand the court now too? What's going on? Because that's, or we're just meant to be like, we're just going to fast forward to the Mad Max part.
Right. Yeah. It'll, can't think of a worse idea at this moment in time for America. Seems like there was the energy that Trump got from just his entire policy being owning the libs, and it seems to be like that's still the conservative motive, but like it just seems like everything they're just now it just seems like they're habitually wrong about everything like that. I don't know. Rick Santorum, by the way, his quote: "We birthed a nation from nothing. I mean, there was nothing here. I mean, yes, we have Native Americans, but candidly, there isn't much Native American culture in American culture."
If you have no idea about colonial, whatever, you know, forget it.
Fuck. Yeah, yeah.
Santorum it up, asshole.
Yeah. Anyways. Elizabeth City is trending. This is a city where a black man was shot while driving away from the police and shot and killed. And they have declared a state of emergency ahead of the release of the body cam footage from the police. So probably going to be pretty bad for the police would be my guess.
We're going to keep doing this and the police are going to keep showing themselves to be who they are until we're able to fucking move on from this just fucking atrocity that is called American policing.
And yeah, I can only imagine what was actually said. I mean, it just breaks your heart when you're like, man, the evidence is going to cause a fucking problem.
Right.
Essentially. And you don't want to hear that. They said it was because they needed time to blur the faces out. But I haven't actually seen what I know the family was going to view it and then say something. But I've yet to see like what's been happening in that the specifics there. But it's just not. Yeah. It's never a good thing to hear. Hey, when you see what happened, there's going to be no excuse.
Yeah.
Like is what the subtext of that. And it just breaks my heart.
Netflix still has their windows boarded up, the Netflix building, which is a weird.
On Sunset?
Yeah. Like fully boarded up.
Jesus.
And finally, yeah. So speaking of Netflix, the Oscars, which they don't seem very good at winning. The Oscars happened last night. It was very strange. We talked about it in a little more detail yesterday or on tomorrow's episode. But all right, let's get to what the conversations that happened before we started recording.
Look,
we're talking. So I do want to get Anna Hosnier. I want to get Anna Hosnier's take on my octopus teacher, which was that you can't trust that octopus. He's probably trying to kill that dude. Like octopuses are mad manipulative. And then she said he's probably at the bottom. The guy who won the award last night, who we saw on the Oscars win the award, she thinks he is probably at the bottom of the ocean being eaten by crabs, which would suggest that much like Finding Dory, where what we saw last night was an octopus-based illusion being done by maybe an octopus with a coffee pot or something, and just amazing skills of manipulation and color changing. And anyways, that caused you to recount something you had recently heard, Miles.
I had heard I'm assuming this is some kind of colloquialism, but someone said they felt really bad about themselves and they said, you know, man, right now, I feel lower than a shark's dick.
Yeah.
And I said, which got me thinking. I'm like punching that up because I'm like, I don't know how low sharks go in the water. I feel like a crab is better. They're bottom feeders. That could be lower if we're talking about depths that you could feel lower than. And then Anna was like, oh, have you seen sharks? They got two dicks. And then we started looking at shark photos and sharks are free. And then it just turned into sharks are freaky.
Sharks are freaky and they have massive, massive dicks.
Yeah. They got two pelvic fins. Okay. That's why I thought it's some other shit. Two pelvic fins. And also like they like to bite and shit and hit it from the side. It's a whole thing with sharks.
Some of the pictures are really erotic.
Yeah. Like I feel like if that shit went down at an aquarium, like they would have to black out the aquarium right. just because there's kids around. They're like, I know you wouldn't be able to connect the dots here, but like we can't have kids seeing this, hitting it from the side, biting the dorsal fin. No.
Right.
Anna saying, apparently they have to bite so they don't float away.
Woo!
All
right. Okay. I mean, but like, I've always thought it would be funny to imagine like dinosaur dicks, at Jurassic Park, if like the T-Rex had a big penis, but people are like, no, shark or dinosaurs probably don't have penises. But like this shark penis is exactly what I had imagined as being the weirdest, the very weird possibility of like if the T-Rex was walking around and just had like 3 foot long penis just dangling down there. We don't know. It's not true, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I've always said, you know, that's the hill that you always want to die on. And
it is.
That's your prerogative.
Uh-huh.
Show the T-Rex's penis, cowards.
I
can't get into any natural history museums.
I this is really startling to me to see this because I grew up a huge shark fan, and to know that they were burying the lead, so to speak, when I was a kid, not telling me that sharks had not one but two massive dongers.
They're called claspers.
Now, that seems misguided or misleading to call them claspers.
Yeah, I think because, I don't know, that's probably their way of being like, dude, don't start talking about the shark's dicks. Just let's call them something else.
Right. Or they probably didn't know what they were. They were like, oh, look, they got a couple claspers down there. Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord. What is that?
What is a clasper?
Get the kids out of here, honey. Get the kids out of here. It's not a clasp. It's not a clasp. It says anatomical structure found in some groups of animals used in mating. Cartilage in his posterior portion of the pelvic served to channel steam. Man, I don't know. Whatever. Clasper the friendly ghost. Good to see you.
All right. Well, that is where we will end it for today. Clasper the
Please
friendly
ghost.
Please
don't CC Katie Golden.
Yeah. She's already told me that dinosaurs most likely had cloacas, I think they're called.
Right.
So I get it. She's already pissed on my dream. But, you know, still like to think about it sometimes, every once in a while. It's funny to me. That is going to do it for this afternoon. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask and don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.